We're moving along here in the early daffin of Masechet Sanhedrin. We're continuing to discuss the opening words of the Masechta, which are Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha. And I think it's kedai to make a little bit of a recap of the first three daffin, as that will segue us into today's daff and Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow's daff as well. And that is as follows. The Perek, the Masechta begins, Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha. We saw, if you do a sikum, three possible reasons what the source for Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha is. The Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis brought a Braisa, a Machloikis, Rabbi Yoshia, and Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yoshia said that the Makar to Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha is the Parsha of Kofer B'Pikadon, where the Torah mentions the word Elohim three times. Three mentions of Elohim, which means Dayanim, teaches me that if you're going to paskin a halacha of Kofer B'Pikadon, or really if you're going to paskin all Dinei Mamonos, the halacha is it's going to require three Dayanim. Rabbi Yonasan said, I agree the Makar is the Parsha of Kofer B'Pikadon, but it's not three Dayanim because the Torah mentions Elohim three times. Rather, it's three Dayanim because the Torah mentions Elohim twice. Now, although the Torah does mention it three times, Ein Darshan Tchilos, you can't learn anything from the first mention of Elohim. It's only the latter two that can teach me something, but the rule when it comes to Bezdin is Ein Bezdin Shakol. You can never have a Bezdin that's comprised of an even number of Dayanim. It's for that reason I know that if it has to be at the minimum two and it can't be an even number, okay, then by definition, it's going to have to be three Dayanim. What emerged from yesterday's daf, the sugya of Yesh Eim LeMikra and Yesh Eim LeMesiris, is potentially another formulation. And that is, if you hold Yesh Eim LeMikra, then when the Torah said Asher Yashio Elohim, that was one of the three mentions of Elohim, that really is a reference not to one Dayan, but it's a reference to two Dayanim. Okay, so if one of the Elohims already means two Dayanim, so how then from the three Elohims do you get only three? The answer is that in Darshan Tchilos, so the first one is not going to count for the minyan, and the latter two are really one, because the way we teach Asher Yarshiun Elohim is it's Yarshiun Dehech. It's the latter two are really viewed as one unit. Now, that unit is made up of two, Ein Bezdin Shakol. Thus, what you end up with is three. So really, I think the sikum is that there's three possible makairis for how you get to Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha. Either it's Elohim, 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 times three, or Elohim, Elohim, the first one doesn't count, it can't be an even number, that's how you get three, or we're actually using only one of the Elohims, and that one Elohim is two, not one, because Yarshiyun, Yeshem LeMikra, you end up with two. Again, it can't be an even number. That's how you end up with a third. Now, we also saw Shitas Rebbe, who argues with the Stam Mishnah. Rebbe holds Dinei Mamonos is not B'Shloisha, but rather Rebbe holds Dinei Mamonos is B'Chamisha. How does Rebbe get to Dinei Mamonos B'Chamisha? It's because Rebbe holds Yesh Eim LeMikra. So Asher Yashion Elihim is two. He holds that the Asher Yashion is not Yashion the Heich. So there's another Elohim to be had to Darshan. If Asher Yarshion Elohim is two, that Elohim is also going to be two. Thus I have four. Now, I can't Darshan the first Elohim because Ein Darshan Tchilos. What I'm left with is two Elohims, each one meaning two. Two times two is four. Again, it can't be an even number, and that's how you end up with five. Another thing that we saw in the first three Daffin is that not all Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha were created equally. As it relates to Dinei Mamonos of Gzeilois V'Chavolois, the halacha is it's B'Shloisha, but B'Shloisha Mumchen. As it relates to Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha of Hoidois V'Alvois, there it's Shloisha Hedyotois. So Gzeilois V'Chavolois, Shloisha Mumchen. Hoidois V'Alvois, Shloisha Yotis. Now, this that Gzeilus v'Chavolis is Shloisha Mumchen, that's learned out from the Iker Parsha that teaches me Dinei Mamonos b'Shloisha. The Makar is Elohim, regardless of which one of the Pshatim you want to go with, but at the end of the day, we're learning it from the word Elohim, and Elohim is Mashma Adayin, that's a Mumcha. Thus, I know from that Parsha, Minei Ubei, that it has to be three Mumchen. The question is, why is it that Hoidois v'Alvois is Bishloisha, but Bishloisha had Yaitis. And it's not just why is it Bishloisha had Yaitis. The Gemara's kasha on that Beis Amid Beis was Memanav Shach. Because the only Makar that we know to Dini Mamanus Bishloisha is Elohim, 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 which is the parish of Kaifer Bepekadin. Now, granted, Kaifer Bepekadin is a Gazlan. Thus, the Iker parish is talking about Gzelois. And if it's talking about Gzelois, it means Chavalis as well, like the Gemara said, because Mali Chaval Begufoy, Mali Chaval Bemamoine. But at the end of the day, if Dini Mamanus is always Bishloisha, even by Hoidois Valvois. So doesn't that by definition mean that we're learning Hoidois Valvois from Gzelos V'Chavolis, what the Gemara referred to as Iruf Parashias Kasuv Kan? And if that's the case, to the extent that you learn from the three Elohims or the two Elohims or the one Elohim, that you need three Dayanim. Okay, so from there you see the word Elohim and you know that it's not just Dayanim that you need, but you need that they should be Mumchen as well. And what emerged was two approaches. Rav and Rabavo on the one hand, and Rav Acha Brei de Ravika on the other hand. Rav and Rav Avo said it's true. Mi ikra din midai raisa, even oidois va'avois, requires gimel mumchin. It's only midirabana that you don't. Kidei shaloitin odalis mifnei lovin. So midai raisa, you would need shaloitin mumchin. The Rabbanan said, forget about mumchin, it should only be hedyotis. Had the Rabbanan have a right to do that? Well, the Rabbanan have tremendous authority when it comes to dine mamonos, hefke bez and hefke. We know that from throughout Shas. We'll see it even more so in today's daf. There's a special knach in the world of hefke bez and hefke that emerges from Sanhedrin daf hey. But the bottom line is that it's true midai raisi yushani mumchin. It's only midai Rabbanan that you don't. Rav Acha Brei de Ravika said that really hoidois v'halvois is not learnt out from the parasha of Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. And the reason is because there is no Ir of parashias. And if that's the case, midai raisa, you don't need three dayanim. Because if I don't have Elohim, 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 mechatesi, I would need three dayanim. How many dayanim do you need? Well, says Rav Acha Brei de Ravika, the pasuk that comes to mind is Betzedek Tishbet Amisecha, which is a lach and yachid, which would teach me that all you need really is one dayan. In fact, the only reason you need three dayanim is midai rabbanon. And what's the rabbanon? Mishum yosh vekronis. But the point is, midday rice, all you need is one dayan, and not just one dayan. That one dayan could be a hedyot, because we're not learning it from Elohim. But Tzedek Tishbet Amisecha doesn't say anything about mumchen. That's why, even though the Rabbanan were machmer, and the Rabbanan said that when it comes to Hidos Falvois, you should have three dayanim, but at the very least, they said it's enough if those three are going to be hedyotos, they're not going to have to be mumchen. In other words, a machloik is Rav and Rabavo on the one hand, Rav Acha Brei de Ravika on the other hand, as it relates to Hidos Falvois, which is a se'if in the world of Dinei Mamonos Bishloisha, where the din is Gimel Hadyoitos. What's the halacha midday raisa? Midday raisa, you need three mumchin, the Rabbanon, where Mekel, they downgraded Shloitin Dallas 15-11, that three Hadyoitos is going to be enough. Well, if I care, midday raisa, one-headed would be enough, based on Betzedek Tishbet HaMisecha, the Rabbanon were machmer, and they said, Mishum Yoishvei Kronos, you're going to have three. Again, I think this Hakdama is nachutz for today's daf, and Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow's daf as well.